Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randolph moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Mumphrey chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Dent. Dent fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Dent. Nordhagen moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive towards first. Watson catches it and steps on first to double up Almon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-1 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Winfield moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive towards third. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles moves to third. Randolph moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Randolph scores. Mumphrey moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nettles. Morrison moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lou Piniella. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mumphrey moves to third. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Winfield strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble now playing right field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche fires to first and has Almon trapped. There's the throw to Dent who tags Almon for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Rusty Koontz pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Koontz moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randolph moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering pinch hits for Bob Watson. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Revering now playing first base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Nordhagen hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brown pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Brown now playing right field. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Bobby Mercer. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and two walks. Nettles is walked intentionally. Revering moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milburn tags and scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.